everybody loves a night out, whether it's seeing your favorite band in person or maybe being there in the crowd to cheer on your favorite team. Well, with the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program, you can go to the concert or show of your choice and earn credit towards your next live event. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice, all in the Vivid Seats app. To make things even better, Vivid Seats now has a loyalty program that allows fans to earn credit back. All you need to do is use the Vivid Seats app to purchase tickets and start earning today. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater shows and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and join the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program today. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code ESPN25 for 10% off your next order.
The last play of Chicago Green Bay. Can we talk about this? The Bears had this. They had this. This is why every NFL team needs to employ a rugby coach just 1 week in the summer. 1 week in the summer with a rugby coach and yes, there let's go.
Touchdown.
Fordham University Rugby Football
practice
Club.
If you missed that, so.
Four career tries, one career tackle.
That's good for the Fordham baseball team.
Look at this scene in Buffalo, 2 a.m. Bills arriving home. Going to the playoffs. A 10-win team for the first time in 20 years. Bills Mafia wants your respect, national panel. Frank Isola, I'm going to start with you since you're in New York. Home of the Buffalo Bills, New York's team. Seeing the Bills win primetime on the road like that has you thinking what?
Yeah, Woody Page is the guy that always says we don't have a football team in New York. Guess again. Last
you're
night,
not jumping on the bandwagon.
Win with defense. Their last five wins, they've given up a total of 57 points. That's how they win games. But remember, too, the schedule did set up nicely for them. They played the Jets and the Giants and then the Bengals to start the season, and that kind of got them rolling. They've only beaten two teams
here we go.
With 500
here
records.
Here we go.
That's the schedule. Give them credit. They've done well. I just don't know how good they are when it comes to winning two and three playoffs.
So you're hitting pause on this team just a little bit? Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll note that. Woody Page, how about you?
Frank is dismissing him as a nice little Sunday team that doesn't belong in prime time. But I'm telling you, they're going to be a hard out, Frank, because they are going to get an opportunity as a fifth seed to probably play either the Texans or the Titans. They are 6-1 on the road. You can't dismiss that. So they can go into either one of those places. And I think they have a great chance to win the first game and then give people problems, including those Patriots that you brought up. They actually have a miraculous opportunity here to beat the Patriots for the division in the last two games. But we know that defensively they're really good. Tre'Davious White is as good as Gilmore in New England if you look at the
that's some
overall
high praise.
Stats.
There we go.
And then Josh Allen in the last 20 games has either thrown or passed for a touchdown. That means at least
thrown or rushed for a touchdown, Woody Page. Take a seat on the bench for a second. But I'm with you. George Sedano, are you with Woody?
No, what I would say, Tony, is the truth lies somewhere in between Woody and Frank, as usual. Here's the deal. You got to give the Bills a lot of credit here. Sean McDermott, Josh Allen, they've made the playoffs two out of the last 3 years. Josh Allen's kind of been the forgotten man of that particular draft. But they do have some kryptonite, as Bill Barnwell pointed out in his column today, and that's Josh Allen under duress. When he's not under duress, 102 quarterback rating, 15th in the league. When he's under duress, it drops to a 31 quarterback rating, which is 30th in the NFL. Now, I do think they could be a tough out because they've got that defense and defense travels. A team like the Texans, which relies on big plays, can be stifled by them because of Tre'Davious White, who leads the league in interceptions. They're very opportunistic on defense. So maybe a win depending on who the matchup
is. Yates, what did you see from these Bills last night?
Can we give the Bills some credit and be happy for them? Going into Sunday
Thank
night
you,
football. The Steelers have been on that thing 30 times. The Bills have been on once. So they're in that position. They get the win. And let me tell you something about Josh Allen. This dude is improving. Tony, you know how I feel about the quarterback position in the NFL. Ken Dorsey is the quarterback's coach there. He's stepping up. That throw to Croft, the touchdown in the fourth quarter, was his first of the game and his only of the game. That was a touchdown. People think it was the best throw in his career. Look, I like the way that he's developed. At this point, I'm happy for the Bills. The defense is tremendous, and their quarterback is executing. It's fine.
Frank Isola back in.
Well, Clint mentioned about Josh Allen. He's 25th in the league in yards per attempt, so he needs to get better. But I look at this team. They're improving. They're in a division where we don't know how much longer the Patriots
Precisely.
Can do it, because Tom Brady is not going to last forever. Here's the other thing, Tony. Look at Cleveland. In similar situation, they're in a division not very strong. There's one great team. They've fallen out of it. Buffalo in a division not very strong, one team, and they're right there, with, like Woody said, with a chance to win the division. Bravo to them.
A little cleanup here. Tre'Davious White is tied with Gilmore for most interceptions in the league. Just want to be clear on that. But real quick, gut reaction. Give it to me right now. Chances the Bills beat the Patriots next week. Clinton Yates, 0 to 100%.
50.
50-50. George Sedano.
30.
Woody Page.
37 if the Patriots don't
Frank
have
Frank Isola.
25% chance they
we
win.
We move on. Best finish of Week 15, Atlanta, San Francisco. Let's take a look. The one seed in conference at home, having just finished the toughest three-game stretch in NFL history, 2-1, and the 49ers lose to the 4-9 Falcons on this Julio Jones plane breaker. Impact on the playoffs, huge here. Clinton, did San Francisco just blow it? And how did this happen?
They blew this particular one, but they didn't blow it for reasons that were just involving that play. Look, early in the year, San Francisco was blowing teams out, and their margin of victory was a ton. However, their red zone efficiency is terrible. They do not score a lot of touchdowns. They're in the mid-20s when it comes to how they can execute, and it was the same yesterday. They only got one TD early, and they were kicking field goals from there on out. Atlanta executes in the red zone. That's this team's problem. When it comes down to the crunch time, they don't punch it in, and when people are worried about Garoppolo, that's what they're concerned about.
George Sedano.
I think their biggest issue is play action, defending the play action, which is really weird because their offense is predicated on play action. So you think
it's seen everywhere in practice.
You look at Matt Ryan's numbers, 7 of 8 in play action passes. And again, let's not forget a pass interference that went for 32 yards that put them first and goal. So that to me is their big issue. But ultimately, I don't think it's going to be a big problem moving forward. I think they're just right there. They're even with Seattle and these type of teams. And give Atlanta credit. They just beat New Orleans too. So they seem to kind of be hitting their stride, unfortunately, a little too
All right, Woody Page, you talked to us about San Francisco the last 3 weeks and that stretch they were on and that win at New Orleans on the road. Now they lose at home by millimeters, but they lose at home. What does it mean?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to use my library voice here, Tony, because it's a devastating defeat. My mind, you just finished that gauntlet, and you did extremely well. And now you come home and you lose to the Atlanta Falcons. I know who the Falcons beat the Saints at home also, but here are the things that I have a problem with. But first, I will cut them a break about a lot of injury issues lately. So they're not at full strength. They got to do that before they get into the playoffs. But Kyle Shanahan, I'm very disappointed in him. This is two losses where he didn't go on 4th-and-1. He kicked field goals. He did it again yesterday. This is supposed to be a brilliant offensive mind, and you can't come up with a 1-yard play. And defensively, I just don't think they have been up to the task over the last, during that last two quarters of that game. They let Ryan get back in the game when they should have been all over him with pressure, and they weren't.
Wow. And Woody Page, Shanahan said it looked like a long yard. You're familiar with the longest yard, right? Frank Isola, what did the loss yesterday do to your view of San Francisco?
You know, it's amazing. We were sitting here after they beat New Orleans wondering, are they going to have the parade in Santa Clara or will it be in San Francisco?
It's true.
When they win the Super Bowl. And now it's like, but it just proves, you know, it's a war of attrition in the NFL, and injuries are a huge part of it. And the NFC is so tough. Dan Quinn during the buyout, during the bye week, thought that he might be out of a job. Yeah. Now look what he's done since they've come back. Atlanta's a good team that had two quality wins, New Orleans on the road, and now San Francisco. I still think that San Francisco, considering what they did last week against New Orleans, could win road playoff games and still get to the
Well, that's the whole point, right? This loss, how it adjusts everything in the NFC playoff picture. But we just saw San Francisco go to New Orleans and win on the road. I mean, they have to believe in themselves going into a postseason road game, should it happen. We've been horrible. Move on. Patriots 34, Bengals 13. That matters very little. Here is the audio obtained by Jay Glazer. Woo!
I don't see the advanced scout in this footage.
No, it's not. We were trying to get some field perspective. My bad.
Let's make the field.
Why you would think you could take that?
I didn't know. I didn't know. I'm sorry. But I can delete this right after you.
things.
The damage is done, my friend.
No, it isn't, because we believe it.
George Sedano, how do you hear that? How does it affect the way you saw this situation last week?
I mean, he's caught red-handed, basically. He's, when you go to the point where you like, oh, wait, I could just delete it, forget it, because you've caught me at this point, you know you're in trouble. And here's the thing. Pleading ignorance isn't an excuse, especially because of the history of this team, right? We had Spygate. We had Deflategate. You're videotaping again. You're going back to the scene of the crime, per se, as far as the way you're handling this. It just doesn't make sense. And when you're Bill Belichick and the Patriots, and you've been this mastermind and won all these games, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're not the greatest team of this generation. It just puts a little bit of doubt into how you were able to accomplish these amazing feats. And that's what stinks for them.
Clinton Yates, hearing it play out like it did on tape right there, made you think what?
Just staying in the context of this video, you're thinking if you're sending somebody to do that, get a better guy who's going to have his story straight if he does get caught, since apparently this is something you guys are in the business of doing. I mean, the security guard just looked at him and was like, this isn't going to fly, bro. That line, by the way, the damage is done, my friend, straight out of The Mandalorian. Very authoritative. I love that. I've spoken. But overall, it just seems so bush league and rinky-dink. You're thinking, is this really worth, you know, is this juice worth the squeeze in this scenario? And absolutely not, man. They embarrassed themselves yet again.
Frank, I saw the last week. I remember you saying, against the Bengals, honestly, what are the Patriots going to do by scouting the Bengals sideline? But hearing it made you think what?
Oh, come on. It's still much ado about nothing. Everyone wants it to be that way because nobody likes the Patriots. Nobody likes Bill Belichick. Everyone's trying to find a reason why they've been so dominant now for 20 years. Big deal. The guy's filming their sideline. Have you ever hung around? I know still photographers, guys that, you know, cameramen who walk around. They film everything.
Whoa.
That's what they
Whoa.
Do. So what is the big deal? Give me a break.
Wait a second. Wait. We have a cam. There's a camera technician filming you right now. You might for them. Boom.
They never.
There you go. Woody Page. How about you?
Oh, Frank, I can't believe you. You're coming down to one of the most honorable professions in the world, cameramen. I mean, my goodness, photographers, okay. The job they do is great. What we have here, Frank, you probably called Watergate a second-rate burglary, too. It wasn't about
it's
that. It was about a lack of institutional control. I mean, the Patriots are guilty over and over again of stretching the law. They did it with Spygate 1, Spygate 2, Deflategate. They got guys going in bathrooms, blowing up footballs. They've got people filming the sidelines and lying about it. They got people that have infiltrated the Broncos and got Josh McDaniels fired. They need to bring down the hammer and say to the Patriots, you lose your entire draft next year. How about that?
Oh, my God.
That's where wow. I mean, I haven't heard to that extent. Man, the hammer.
Accumulation.
The hammer. What is Woody?
He was shooting B-roll.
Nobody thinks they're actually going to remove the entire draft, do they? Does anybody? Nobody thinks. Woody. All right. I mean, we haven't seen a penalty like that before. But
7 picks. It's 7.
I understand. Wow, you just went big there. Okay. Just when you thought the NFC East was as NFC East as you could get, it goes and acts like a normal division. Philly on fire. 2 straight wins. Eli W. Cowboys, a 44 spot, even though not so great with the coin toss. We'll get to all that, but we start with the losing team and Urban Meyer in Daniel Snyder's box. There is Terry McLaurin's guest to see McLaurin and Dwayne Haskins. Mm-hmm. Clinton, what do you buy? What do you sell?
I'm selling all of this. This is 10 pounds of Ashburnistan in a 5-pound bag. First of all, you bring in a guy who's going to upset the head coach, as you saw afterwards, because you're not really sure from a rumor standpoint. Then Bruce Allen doesn't walk with Snyder after the game, creating more controversy about what's happening in the front office. And then, on top of that, it overlooks the best game Dwayne Haskins had all season that you lost anyway. And that's ultimately the problem, is that everything other than football is what's being talked about after this story.
But it is okay if they talk about who may be coaching this team in the future, right? And do you believe Urban Meyer?
That's all they're ever talking about.
Okay.
That's the whole
but answer
problem.
Urban Meyer.
Multiple deniability.
Chances Urban Meyer.
I don't think he'll
Washington.
Be there. I think that was nothing.
No? Okay. George Sedano, how about you?
Oh, I'm buying it, Tony. Urban Meyer wants into the NFL because it seems like he's too radioactive for college football. Carol Folt, the USC athletic director, decided to stay with Clay Helton when everyone just assumed that Urban Meyer would be the guy. Plus, he's got relationships with the players there. We know Daniel Snyder has gone college before. I'm buying
it. Page?
Yeah, George, two words, Steve Spurrier. You're really going to go down that pathway again?
Good point, Woody.
Oh, just because he recruited both Alex Smith and Dwayne Haskins? No, you don't want him. He's had health problems in the past. You think being with Snyder is going to improve his health? I don't think so.
Woody is just on fire today. Frank Isola, how'd you see this?
Woody, two words, Jim Harbaugh. Didn't he coach the 49ers to a Super Bowl? So you can do it. And there's no doubt in my mind that Urban Meyer, who's accomplished everything there is to accomplish in college football, why wouldn't he want to go to the NFL? There's definitely some smoke here.
All right, the Cowboys in the coin toss. Let's take a listen again to this.
It is heads. Dallas has won the toss.
Defense. We want to kick it. Kicking it that way.
You want to kick?
We defer the second half.
Okay, you're going to kick.
George, was the NFL league office right to jump in here at halftime and overrule and give the Cowboys the ball in the second half?
No, Tony, I'm selling all of this. He clearly said defense. Now, DeMarcus Lawrence did say after the fact that he was egging him on, not even before they got into that huddle, because they wanted to kind of avenge themselves for the 257 yards they gave up on the ground during the playoffs against the Rams. But no, the NFL screwed this thing up.
Woody Page?
I totally agree. Not only was he saying we want to kick it, he was giving the direction and taking the win inside. Then he goes, oh, I meant to say defer. You can't come in at halftime and say, well, we're going to give him his second
Frank
choice.
Isola?
You know, it was only a matter of time that the league that gave us the replay review is now going to review coin tosses. How do they not get this right?
So you don't think should either?
I think for fairness, it was the right thing to do. I think the NFL stepping in here actually made the right
decision. Clint Yates, how about you?
I think they made the right decision. And what I'm buying is Dak Prescott's reaction to it after the game. The media was grilling him and they said, what'd you say out there? He said, a little bit of everything, because he knew. Messed it up. Yep. Take this decision out of the players' hands. Let the coaches do it. They're too wound up. They botch it all the time.
He knew it. And then he went on the field and played the game that he needed to play. Because the Cowboys, I mean, what did Jerry call it? Well, that's just what the doctor ordered. Well, it is this week. We'll see what happens next week. We'll move on. Buy or sell three. I don't care about my future. Who said it? Freddie Kitchens!
Freddie Kitchens!
What do you think this philosophy to your future?
I don't care about my future as Brown coach. I'm going to show up Monday, and I'm going to do the best job that I can do Monday.
Woody, buy or sell Kitchens?
I'm selling it. Of course he cares about his job. I don't care about his job, but the people in Cleveland care about him being there next year. I mean, his reason for getting the job was his relationship with Baker Mayfield last year. And guess what? Mayfield is not as good as he was last year. Why keep Kitchens around?
Tony, Bill Parcells used to have a saying after games like this. Guys, it's not the time for State of the Union. That's what Freddie Kitchens was saying. I'm just concentrated on my next game, not on my future. By the way, the Browns are going to be the first team in this decade to go the entire decade without one winning season.
Yeah, the only first team and only team. Yeah, Clint Yates.
Did you just mention Bill Parcells in the same sentence as Freddie Kitchens, an NFL Hall of Famer, and this guy who fired everybody in the shop when he got the job? Come on, of course you don't care about the future because you're not going to be there, which is fine. It's refreshing. I like it. It was an excellent point. However, yeah, he's out of here.
He agreed with me.
Tony, this is like the dreaded vote of confidence, but the inverse of that. Yeah. He knows he's going to get canned, so he's trying to get out in front of it a little bit. And by the way, this relationship with Baker Mayfield, he has no one to blame but himself. Baker Mayfield is a precision passer. He's trying to take these big chunk yardages and play in that way. That's not who Baker Mayfield
exactly what type of passer he is. George Sedano, Frank Isola. We're going to watch a showdown between Clinton Yates and Woody Page. Great show from Woody Page today, but can he finish the job in showdown? We've seen it before. We'll see it again.
Red zone offense.
There's crispy. And then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
Clinton Yates, Woody Page, showdown, and it's farewell tours. Eli Manning, the win, the standing ovation in his last game in New York, and by New York I mean New Jersey, ever, maybe? The Oakland Raiders, the loss, and the boos upon Derek Carr and the team on the way out in the last game ever in Oakland, definitely. Start with Eli, Clinton Yates. What did you say? See? What did it mean?
It was exactly like a lot of his career with the Giants. A little stilted, definitely effective, and ultimately emotional. When you saw him talk in the locker room after the game, say to the team, there's nothing better than a win on Sunday. That represented who Elijah really is, and it was kind of nice to see.
This was so suitable. You didn't want to finish your career standing on the sidelines as you'd done most of the season. But he comes in, he goes out in the proper way, and his record is 500. How perfect is that now to finish his career in New York City?
Do you think he's a Hall of Famer, Woody Page?
Borderline.
Oh, you got to answer the question. You're the man who votes. You think he's a Hall of Famer, Glenn Yates?
Yes, two rings.
We'll move on. Raiders now. You heard the boos, Woody. Is it fair or foul to boo the Raiders as they leave Oakland?
It's fair. I mean, at the end of the game, the Raiders were going to go around, especially Derek Carr, and say thank you to the fans. You know what they said to him?
All right, I know where you're going with that. Clint Yates, how about you? It's a good line.
Let's be clear about what we're looking at. The black hole died as they lived. That franchise and that fan group is one of the reasons why the NFL is so popular today because of the TV products. I expect nothing
less. You nailed it with the line, and we got the mute right at the perfect time. 30 seconds of FaceTime to the man in Denver.
Sad weekend for me. I jumped off the Slippery Rock bandwagon when I did it, but I jumped on another bandwagon, Minnesota State. They went into Slippery Rock and won 58-15, but that's not the reason why I'm so pro for Minnesota State. They got ready to leave for Slippery Rock in Minnesota. Their equipment truck hit the charter airplane. They had to sit on the runway for hours waiting for another plane. Then they still got on and went off and won the game. They're playing West Florida for the Division II National Championship.
Yes.
Good luck to both teams.
Thank you, Woody Page.
Don't let Dauber drive the truck.
Exactly.
What are we doing?
We say goodbye with the Connecticut State High School Football Championship. Newtown High School on the last play, 7 years to the day of the tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary. High schoolers today in that school, 7 years ago. Sports can help heal, can help us feel when we can cheer again. And that is the wonderful thing. But if I'm going to be honest, seeing this filled me with the need to revisit the loss and how we've all responded. The sheer number of tragedies since Sandy Hook. We live in a world that's best when we share responsibility. That's not solely celebrating when we can. I'll have some thoughts online, but here's to all of us being brave enough to imagine what life is like today when it's not time to celebrate for all people touched by tragedy.